Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Similar to the Balaam spirit. But instead of God reversing it, or you praying to reverse it, I just want to show you how to dodge it. Because there are some of the battles in life you can avoid. That means you don't even have to engage the bullet to begin with. And today I'm believing God that anything the devil is planning against you, or some envious person is planning against you, may God help you to dodge the bullet. I want to show you one of my best friends in the Bible, one of my best biblical characters, and his name is David. And the Bible said in 1 Samuel, chapter number 18, after the defeat of Goliath, the Bible said from the verse number 6, and it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets and with joy and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and they said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand, as at other times. And there was a javelin in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. The Bible is saying here that the women sang a song. David has killed his 10,000s. Saul has killed his thousands. And the Bible said that the saying displeased King Saul. Now, Saul is sitting there holding a javelin in his hand, but my Bible said he's prophesying. I checked the meaning of the word prophesying. Some Bible commentators said he was just raving and making incoherent noise. But the ones who don't fear to tackle the Bible the way it is said he was praying and making spiritual pronouncements. And I believe in that one rather. But where you have your conflict is when the Bible says that an evil spirit from God came upon him. That is the Jewish way of saying God allowed the evil spirit. So God withdrew his spirit, and then an evil spirit came upon him. But around this point, though an evil spirit had possessed King Saul, Saul had a mixed spirit, because some of his functions were Holy Ghost and some of his functions were devil. The man has a mixed spirit. My Bible talks about dead flies making the ointment of the apothecary to stink. So sometimes you hear tongues, you will hear prophecies, you will see miracles, you will see church, you will see somebody who is very prayerful, you see somebody who can quote Bible verses, one verse after the other. But the spirit of the person may not be pure. There is a mixed spirit. King Saul at this point is operating with a mixed spirit. The man is prophesying, but there is a javelin in his hand. That javelin, in those days, the kings could use a javelin or a spear in the place of a diadem. So the king can wear a diadem. It's an emblem of his authority. But when they carry that spear or the javelin, they don't necessarily have to carry a diadem again or wear it, because that javelin or that spear is more than enough. And it was an emblem for spiritual power. It was an emblem for regal authority. It was an emblem for somebody who had supreme power. It was the attribute of divinity. And that spear or javelin they carried meant that they represented God. So King Saul is holding a javelin. That tells you this is a king. You don't think he can be crazy. It also tells you that this man is a representative of God. You don't think he can harm you. It also means that this man has some divine attributes. You don't think he can harm you. It also means that this man has an emblem of rulership, regal authority. So this man has some amount of authority over you, and he's supposed to cover you. You don't think the man can hurt you. To be honest with you, David has to be an extraordinarily smart person to believe that this man can hurt him. And that is because, apart from all the attributes and the qualities of this king, he has an evil spirit. And when the spirit touches him and torments him, David is the one who has the medicine to calm down the spirit. In the whole of Israel, there was only one medicine man for King Saul's madness, and that is David. When he starts playing that harp, then the demons, they cool down. That means David is Saul's doctor. David is King Saul's psychologist. One would think that if you carry somebody's medicine and you are the antidote to the person's challenges, the person will not do anything to hurt you. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about David, who has been in battle with a bear and a lion, which were animals, and he overcame them. I'm talking about David, who was in contest with Goliath and overcame Goliath. I'm talking about David, who had fought kings, hidden kings, until women are singing, he has killed his thousands. But this kind of enemy, he has never seen before, because this time he's dealing with a friendly enemy. At this point in time in your life, you may be dealing with an enemy such as you have never encountered. He's an unsuspecting enemy. The level of the person's royalty dismisses you from your spirit as an enemy. The closeness of the person makes you think that for you to even think that he can be an enemy looks and sounds abominable. Now, come to think about it, this King Saul, he is so high up there, and David is a nobody. You cannot imagine he can attack you. No, it's like the CEO of a company who is envious of his driver, or a landlord who is envious of his security man. It's like an army general who is envious of a captain. David is standing in front of Saul. Something tells him, you have the medicine for this man's problem. He cannot hurt you. That's a big mistake you can make. And you can look at yourself, and you are the one giving them money. You are the one building house for them. You are the one giving them light. You are the one doing everything. And you'll be like, you know what? I am the star of this family. If they kill me, their light is gone, so they will not do anything to damage me. You are making a mistake. Now, listen. Go to any town. The most important person they rather need is the one they will gossip about. Go to every family. The one they insult most is the most relevant among them. Now, King Saul, if you kill this man, who is going to handle your demons for you? He didn't even think about that. There are some people in life, the fact that you even give them food makes them angry. They prefer to die of starvation to you giving them food. King Saul took the javelin, threw it. And my Bible said that David avoided out of his presence, and he did it twice. David is smart enough to know that the fact that somebody is a prophet doesn't mean he cannot be a murderer. The man is smart enough to know that somebody can be a pastor and a killer at the same time. The man knew that somebody can be prophesying and still be dangerous. He knew that somebody can be praying and still be a dangerous person. He knew somebody can be carrying the Bible in one hand, and in the other hand is the tail of a fetish priest. The man is prophesying, but there is a javelin in his hand. So the Bible gives you advice. Watch and pray. That means when you are praying, close one eye, open the other. Listen, don't deceive yourself. People can have mixed spirit. They can be very dangerous. They can do all kinds of dangerous things. Now, apart from these ones that are that have mixed spirit, and they throw missiles. Let me mix the thing up like this. So they can be spiritual, carry Bible, and be part God and part devil. Prophesy and be destructive at the same time. Teach and be destructive at the same time. Do evangelist and be dangerous at the same time. Do apostle and be dangerous at the same time. Do evangelists and be dangerous at the same time. And then there are some too who are outright evil. There are too many bullets that are flying all over the place. I pray that two things will happen. Number one, may you receive the ability to detect the bullet. And then number two, may God create something inside you to deflect every bullet. May every arrow be detected, and may it be deflected. It is detected and deflected in the name of Jesus. Arrows and bullets. There are times you can enter your office, sit in a chair, and when you wake up, your waist is locked and it's forever. And as I speak to you now, around this period, people have planned all kinds of things. May you dodge every bullet of Satan. You will dodge the bullet, I said, in the name of Jesus. You will dodge the arrow. The arrow shall not land. As the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come to pass. Now, let me put it like this. Sometimes, I told you that javelin and spear Saul was holding was an emblem of regal authority. That means he was a king over David. Some people have some kind of authority over you. And because of that authority, they can harm you with a spear. Sometimes it is spiritual authority. Listen, be very careful the kind of people you allow to pray for you. If every day you receive prayers from the person, every day you receive prayers from the person, the day they get angry and shoot the arrow, it can hit you. Be very careful about the hands you allow to go on your head. You must deliberately choose the anointing you believe in. Deliberate. Because I'm telling you, if you go and enter and stay under a false anointing and spiritual power, the day it gets angry and turns against you, you are finished. So it's spiritual authority. And that is why for those of us who are pastors, we must be very careful that people God has given to us to be our members, no matter how astray they go, we should restrain ourselves from shooting bullets and arrows at the same people God gave us to keep. Arrows, they shoot them. some of the people that shoot the arrows, sometimes they are spiritual people shooting arrows, bullets. And sometimes one of the most dangerous places arrows and javelins can fly from is when a pastor's spirit is wounded. Oh, as for a pastor, when you are wounded, you have to be very careful. You can start spitting blood against people. Dangerous. Or when the pastor or the spiritual person feels insecure that somebody is going to take his place. Or you can have a senior pastor walking about in his church and his greatest fear is that somebody is going to take his honor. Nobody will be greater than me. Nobody will be greater than me. Ha! Senior pastor is very angry. Nobody should call anybody daddy in this house. I am the only daddy. Ah, then why don't you own all the children in the church? Listen, you can be a senior pastor in a church, and for some of the members, you are not their father. No, and that's because there are some of the people in that church, if they have a problem, you the senior pastor, they won't tell you. There may be a Sunday school teacher. They would rather go and tell. And that Sunday school teacher will be like their father or their mother. It should not intimidate you. After all, you are the ogre. The Bible said, these women came out. Check the scriptures. The women came out to meet Saul, not David. They came out to meet Saul. It is only the song they ascribed. Ascribing is like lotto numbers. It shouldn't make you annoyed. And my Bible said they played and they sang. But may God give you the skill. The man is preaching. The man is prophesying. The guy is quoting scriptures. He's holding a javelin, but your eyes are open. You are listening to him, but you are not listening with your eyes. You are listening with your ears, and your eyes are on his hand. So that in case he throws a javelin, you can dodge. You will never be hit by a bullet or an arrow. May God make you wise like a serpent and make you harmless like a dove. Come and clap your hands and shout a yes and praise God. You see, that spear or javelin represents regal authority, attribute of divinity. It also represents a representative of God. That thing is an emblem of spiritual power. But it does not only work in spiritual circles, even in physical circles. Maybe you go to an office, you came with a master's degree, and your boss has a bachelor's degree. So your boss knows that since you have master's degree and he has bachelor, and you are very smart and hardworking, very soon you will take over. There are many of you that are a threat to a King Saul. As I speak now, the man is with malams. The man is throwing all kinds of juju. They are doing all kinds of occultism. Sometimes you don't know what is happening to you. You get up in the morning, you can't see. You get up in the morning, you cannot hear. Sometimes you get up, you want to go to your car, your back is locked. At times you go to your seat, you enter your office, and the whole place is very heavy. And you are not suspecting anything. You are doing laboratory test upon laboratory test. But somebody somewhere is throwing a missile. Your own boss, who doesn't want your promotion, doesn't want your elevation in life. At times, they are not just using spiritual power. It is one query after the other. One query after the other. Any work you do, they write a negative report. They send negative report about you to the headquarters. They do all kinds of things against you just to stop your promotion. They will lie against you. They will bear false witness against you. They will plant evil doers around your place. They will intentionally frame you up and say you took a bribe. They will do some things against you to discourage you. You stand in front of them. They shoot negative words at your spirit. They shoot discouraging words. They tell you how good you are not. They tell you how stupid you are. In all of it, they are weakening your conscience and weakening your confidence. They say things to you until you don't believe in yourself
anymore. They make you doubt your destiny. They tell you how good you are not. They tell you how stupid you are. They cast insinuations. They refer to your tribe, your background. They tell you many things about you. They blackmail you. They put you in places. And they tell you, we will do this to you. We will do that to you. And all those arrows they are shooting, they are doing negative things against you to weaken you. But I see you right now. Your spirit is so strong. Your spirit is so sensitive. You have become a specialist like David. Dodging bullets. When they bring juju to the place, the Lord will tell you, don't enter this car. Don't sit in that plane. Don't go on that road. Don't sit in this chair. They will give you a new piece of cloth. And around this time, Christmas, people are bringing you gifts. Some of the gift they are giving you, some of the cloth they are giving you, is not to cover your nakedness. It is to make you mad. But when you see that piece of cloth, you will not wear it. The fact that the thing is free, the fact that the thing is a gift, does not mean you should use it. I see you get a gift, and the God, your God, will tell you, don't touch it, don't use it, don't drink it, don't eat it, don't enter that car, don't enter that house. Reject that gift. That gift has got some poison in it. It has got some toxin in it. I see somebody right now. You will dodge the bullet. I see you right now. You are a specialist. You will avoid the minefields. And when there is a trap, you will avoid that trap. I see you avoiding the trap, avoiding the minefield. They will put the fishing hook in the water and put a bait on the fishing hook. And the aim is to catch you. But I see you see the meat on the fishing hook. And you say, I like the meat. But there is a hook attached to the meat. I will not touch this meat. I see you avoid it. You will not fall unawares into danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God make you smart. May God make you a specialist. I see you right now in the minefield, but you are dodging every bomb. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I see you escape it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come and clap your hands and scream it like your voice is yours and praise God. Psalm 124. Psalm 124, verse 7. Let me start from the verse number 1. It will be more interesting. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it was not for the Lord, if it had not been the Lord, who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, and the stream had gone over our soul. My Bible said, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Verse number 6. And verse number 6 says, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. I see you dodge it. God will not give you as a prey to their teeth. No rich, no wizard, no diviners. They will not eat up your flesh. You will dodge every assignment they have against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Somebody shout, my soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. 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 And we are escaped. Blessed be the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I announce to somebody right now, the snare is broken. They put down a trap in your hometown. They put down a trap in your house. They put down a trap in your office. But I give you breaking news. The snare is broken. The trap is broken. The pit is filled up. The rock has shattered. Any juju, any magic, any incantation, any dangerous letter, the letter of demotion, the sack letter, any letter anybody is writing and it is against you, the letter is burned with fire. We burn the pen with fire and we burn the paper with fire. We erase the ink with the blood of the atonement. judgment. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the snare is broken. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. Their feet are broken. Their hands are broken. Their legs are broken. Their company is broken. Their conspiracy is broken. They will come against you one way, but God has scattered them seven ways. They are shooting an arrow against your health, but you will dodge it. I see you dodging cancer. I see you dodging breast cancer, uterine cancer. I see you dodging bone cancer. I see you dodging cancer of the liver, cancer of the kidney. I see you dodging heart attack. The heart attack will not land. 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 You will dodge the bullet. 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 No weapon from the kingdom shall prosper. The witchcraft will not land. The divination will not land. God will twist their tongue. And God will make them deaf. God will make them deaf and dumb. They will try to speak, but their mouth cannot speak. They will try to say, and their mouth cannot say. They will look in the wisdom tables, and they will look in their mirrors, and they will look in their water, and they want to find your image, but they cannot find your image. Let the angel of the Lord rise against them, and let the angel of the Lord frustrate them. Let their way be slippery. Let their way be dark. They will fall and be scattered. The bow of steel is broken in your hand, because the arrow of God Almighty will shoot them and strike them in the heart. I make a pronouncement upon you. No weapon formed. No weapon formed. No weapon from Satan. No weapon from your boss. No weapon from your subordinate shall prosper against you. Somebody is your subordinate. He wants your chair by force. He wants your office by force. He is with the malams and the juju. And he is with the enchanters right now. He is doing all kinds of things because he wants to take your position. Wants to take your house, wants to take your property, wants to take your possession. They will not stand. They will not stand. They will not live to execute their purpose. Let God advise and let his enemies be scattered. That your soul has escaped. I announce to somebody, your soul has escaped. You will not die. You will live to declare the works of God. Your soul has escaped. Your soul has escaped. Your spirit has escaped. Your soul has escaped. And your body has escaped. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. I remember Psalm 18 and the verse number 29. Psalm number 18 and the verse 29. I remember Psalm 18 and the verse 29. For by thee have I run through the truth, and by my God I have lived over the wall. Verse number 30. Verse number 30. Verse number 30. Ah, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler unto all those that trust him. By your God, you run through the truth. No army can stop you. No army can stop you. I say you run through the truth. By your God, I say you leap over the wall. You are leaping over the wall. I see you. You cannot be broke. You cannot die. You cannot fail. You cannot be sick. Sin cannot possess you. You are escaping every trap. You are escaping every temptation. Every temptation, you escape it. Every trial, you overcome it. Come and clap your hands and scream like your voice is yours. And press God. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, and give me the verse number 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Verse number 3, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. My Bible said in the verse number 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Fight, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day. You dodge every arrow, you dodge every spear, you dodge every javelin in the name of Jesus. Come on, dodge it. Thou shalt not be afraid. You are dodging cancer. You are dodging death. You are dodging sickness. You are dodging poverty. 2016, you will dodge every weapon of Satan, every missile of Satan. You will not be afraid for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall on the side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come nigh thee. And because you have dodged it, only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I see you dodging it. I see you dodging it. You will not go into that car. You will not go into that plane. You will not go where the terrorists are. You will not go where the armed robbers are. You will not go where sickness are. You will not go to the wrong hospital. You will not sleep in the wrong ward. The wrong doctor will not touch you. Hear me, hear me. The wrong doctor, the doctor on assignment and the nurse on assignment to kill and to destroy. You will not go near that doctor. You will avoid that doctor. You will avoid that nurse. You will avoid that lawyer. You will avoid that banker. You will avoid that nurse, that doctor. You will avoid that pastor. Anybody who is a carrier of evil news, I see you avoid them. 1,000 shall fall on your side, 10,000 on your right hand. It shall not come nigh you. I see you. Cancer, you dodge it. Sickness, you dodge it. Poverty, you dodge it. Possession, you dodge it. Confusion, you dodge it. Failure, you dodge it. Sin, you dodge it. Confusion, you dodge it. Madness, you dodge it. Divorce, you dodge it. Confusion in the family, you dodge it. Come and clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hey! Ephesians chapter 6 and the verse number 10. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, on the final night, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse number 16. Above all, take it, the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. By faith, we quench sickness. By faith, we quench death. By faith, we quench cancer. By faith, we quench poverty. By faith, we curse and quench divorce. By faith, we quench failure. We quench anything that can trouble us, that can take away our peace. By faith, we quench death. I shall not die. I will live to declare the works of God. I will not live less than 90 years, less than 100 years. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the number of my days, God shall fulfill. Come and clap your hands and scream. Hey! Verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto. When they are praying, watch their hands. When they are pretending to love you, watch their hands. They are dangerous people. I love you. And they are holding a spear. Oh, sister, you just sang well. And at your back, they are praying that next Sunday, you get a sore throat. Sore throat will not land. In the name of Jesus.
May you become a specialist.
In dodging every arrow.
Listen. Anything you sense, you can sense that they are trying to bring it. But today, you will release an anti-Scud missile.
You are going to antagonize every flaming missile of Satan.
Look, they are trying to bring the sickness by own land.
They are trying to import death into your life, but it will not land. Armed robbers will not land. Fire will not land. Poisoning will not land. Death will not land. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
What you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You will not die before your time.
You will not enter the wrong plane. And you will not enter the wrong car. The ask for that road, God will take you out of the road. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
You will not go to the wrong hospital.
Because sometimes, when you are sick and they are rushing you to the hospital, there is a doctor on assignment and a nurse on assignment who are there to finish you. But may you dodge it.
Say this after me, Father. In the name of Jesus. By the anointing today, I receive the spiritual wisdom and spiritual insight.
Spiritual understanding to avoid
every javelin,
every arrow
of Satan.
The arrow
of sin
shall not land.
The arrow
of sickness
shall not land.
The arrow of cancer shall not land. The arrow of premature death shall not land. The arrow of cancer shall not land. The arrow of poverty shall not land. The arrow of barrenness shall not land. The arrow of mental insanity, it shall not land. The arrow of confusion, it shall not land. The arrow of failure, it shall not land. The arrow of retrogression, it shall not end, and it shall not land. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of Satan to kill, to steal, to destroy, it shall not land. In the name of Jesus, I avoid every arrow, every minefield. I avoid the bombs. I avoid every bullet. In the name of Jesus, I will not sit in the wrong car, the wrong plane. I will not walk in the wrong road. In the name of Jesus, here my dwelling place, my house, all armed robbers, witches, diviners, they are diverted from my house, from my path, from my life. In the name of Jesus, I divert them by divine mandate from my life. In the name of Jesus, I am safe. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I am not afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 they fall on my side, 10,000 on my right hand. They will not come nigh me. In the name of Jesus, come on, shout an amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.